Number 10,266, Gem Craft Homes, north of Route 88, north of Fieldstone Drive, being Lot 32 with Windstone Development. A special use exception to place a manufactured home-type structure as a sales office and a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirements.
Name and address.
Rob Wilkins, 914 Old Ocean City Road, Burlington.
And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening, Chair.
Hi there. What we're doing is setting up a temporary sales trailer from six months to a year in a new community, just to start sales while we're building a model. And what I've done is I did a site plan today, which you don't have. I have a little copy of it that shows how we plan to set the trailer with the handicap parking and ramp and what have you.
All right. Appreciate if you'd give it down there to the secretary. This is going to be what size, 12 by 60?
12 by 60 with the, it has 2-foot overhangs on each side, so it's actually 12 by 54 of office space.
Mm-hmm.
So you're requesting a front yard variance of how much?
In your front yard, then.
Yeah, what we're doing here is we're actually, we're coming in off of the building restriction lines, close to the road as we can, and what we were proposing to do, being it's temporary, the community's only developed two Lot 31, so we have Lot 33, 32, and 31, and then it's all rough grade from there out on roads and curbs and what have you, but what we want to do is we're going to build on Lot 33 and then have the trailer sit up as close as we can to the road so we can do on-site parking, and then we've got somewhere for somebody just to pull off of the road. It's ramp, gutter curving to be able to just access a trailer if they've got some needs. I got the measurements on there where we proposed coming off of the actual property lines, coming back 20-foot.
So, okay, so you want 5-foot on the sides, which you're undersized AR1 lot, which makes you 10-foot from the side, so you need a 5-foot variance on each side, right? And your new variance is for what, from the 30-foot in the front?
30-foot in the front, where?
What variance do you need? 30-foot setback.
How far do you want to set it from the front property line?
Front property line's 20-foot from the front property line back to the face of the trailer.
This is a 30-foot in the AR1?
Yeah.
So you need, you said 20 feet?
20 feet from the property.
So you need a 10-foot, 10-foot variance.
You need a 10-foot front and 2 5-foot sides. Okay.
Only reason, John, is it's undersized lot, you know, AR1's undersized, so you've got a big 10 feet.
Said you needed it for how long?
6 months to a year.
So this is an RPC?
No. This is not an RPC. Are you an RPC?
IBC.
IBC.
Right.
No, residential plan community.
We're talking about residential plan community, no. I was saying, where did that come from?
Don't want to enter.
All these buzzwords, right, that go around, you have to know the.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no more questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I don't see where the request would substantially affect adversely uses of neighboring adjacent properties, nor would it alter the essential character of the neighborhood because of it being a temporary request. Make a motion, we approve case number 10,266 for a period of 1 year.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson. that we approve case number 10,266 for a period of 1 year. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir, for 1 year.
Case number...